There we shall sing how great thou art. One more time. This time not the hymn pattern, but in the worship. How great thou art. We sing it together.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider the works your hands have made. I see the stars
and I hear
the rolling thunder, thy path throughout the universe display. Oh, they speak my soul, they speak
person. You can feel his touch. He's a person. He can visibly touch you. Have you ever slept and a hand came and woke you up? Have you ever experienced that before? And you turn around, no hand is him. Something wants to happen to you, either you're dreaming, an evil dream, and then he comes and tap you up. Have you ever experienced that before? He's a person. And you can stroke your cheek. That thing you see my food of doors. And so he does. Just look at you and say, my sweet daughter. Just like a father will stroke the cheek of a baby. That strokes your cheek. I just tell you, my sweet child. He's a person. He's a person. It's not a feeling. He just stroke your cheek and say, my sweet son. You love him? How many of you love him? Say, sweet Holy Spirit, touch me. Just tell him, he will touch you. Touch me. Touch me. You know, I told him to touch me and he stroked my cheek and I knew it. He's a person, don't think it's a feeling, he's a person. He just stroked my cheek like he just, you know how you stroke a baby's cheek and you love your baby, just, he's a person, just tell him, sweet Holy Spirit. He's a person, it's not a feeling, it's not emotions. He will stroke you and you see the hand of the power of God touch you. I just see your cheek, you just touch you. I just tell him, Holy Spirit, I don't want feelings, I want you touch me. He will touch you, you see him touch you. He's a person, he will touch you. Stroke your cheek. And he just told you, say, my son. I will talk to you as a person. Oh, he's a person. He's a person. A great hour. Great I was talking to him. I talked to him. He's my father, so I talked to him. And you know when you stroke the cheek of a baby like this, this is what he did to me like this. Just stroke your cheek. You know when my goodness, take your Bible and stroke your cheek. You know, because he has, most of women of God do things they do from a revelation, but they may not explain to you. It's just stroke your cheek. And it just came as stroke my cheek. You want him to touch? Hey, you want him to touch you? You want him to just touch you? Do you want him to touch you? You want him to touch you? You want him to touch you? You want him to stroke your cheek like a baby? I just touch you. And he will just touch you. You want him to touch you? Holy Spirit, just touch him. Let him know that you're a person. Young man, he will touch you. He want him to touch you? Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, you're a person. Let them know that you're a person. Touch their cheeks. Just touch their cheeks, all of them. Touch them. Just touch them one after the other. Huh? Your hands and just tell him you love him. Open your mouth and tell him I love you. Worship him, the King of all kings. Just speak to him as your father. Tell him I love you. Open your mouth and tell him you love him. Just tell him, oh, I just worship you. I give you praise and glory. Blessed be your name, mighty God. And Jesus, forever you will be the lamp upon the throne. Forever you will be the lamp upon the throne.
All heaven declare. The glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare?
One day we shall all be in heaven.
With the beauty,
and I shall be no sorrow.
Tear of the Lord.
Forever you will be the lamp upon.
Forever you will be. The lamp upon the throne. Lord, to worship you alone.
lift your hands and voice and worship the King of all kings. Open your mouth and just tell him you love him. Tell him you love him. Just magnify his name forever. Glorify him. There's no like him. We give you praise, mighty God. We bless your name, King of glory. We give you all the glory and praise. Blessed be your name. In the precious name of Jesus. Give him a big, big hand. You may be seated. Father, speak to us through your word in Jesus' name. How many of you have the DVD of Five Nights of Glory? How many of you have it? We have brought a price to a point that if you don't have it, you're not a serious member. It's now how much? 3,005 for the whole five DVDs. How many DVDs? Five of them? That's a chicken. It's too cheap. If you don't have it, the things I taught, there's no note you will copy that you can have all. Don't assume you know. That would be, it's only a fool that thinks he knows enough of God. Get the messages. You know why? This morning, I'm very curious because of my kind of life. And this morning, I was looking at my staff working with me. And I discovered many of them are not visionaries. They are missionaries, not visionaries. They are what? Are not? And I was just meditating. I said, many of them are missionaries. A missionary is one who brings the gospel, but does not have a vision for the future. They are missionaries. They don't steal. Yet they don't have capacity. They don't think far. And one of the staff was clearly vision to me. I won't tell you what I only told one or two people around me. He's very good. He will never steal a dime, but he's very myopic. Very myopic. I told him, I said, I'm changing him from his seat. He won't steal a dime. He has integrity, impeccable integrity, but very narrow-minded. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody can be good and not go far. Faithfulness and fruitfulness must be in place. You can be faithful and be unfruitful. Prodigal son's elder brother was faithful, but didn't have anything to offer. He has a small mindset. He has what? You know, the prodigal son had an elder brother. He had a small mindset. You remember when he came to the house, he said, my father did not give me a kid. So he had a kid mentality when the father had calf. He had an Amogono mentality. An Amogono village. Amogono is what? Amogono is village. He had a village mentality. There are people, no matter what you do with them, they don't think far. You celebrate local championship. You celebrate what? They're okay with one small thing. They say, yo, allow me. Can't one big walking stick and just roll his one. They say they know me everywhere in town. They don't know you outside here. There are people who are good, but they are narrow-minded. They don't steal, but they are small in their thinking. They have frying pan mentality. They have what? How many of you had the Korean testimony? You've heard that story before? How many of you have heard that story? The Korean. A man, many people have not heard it, a man was fishing. While he was fishing, every big fish he caught, he throws back to the water. And every small fish he puts in his boat. Someone was watching him from afar. When he catches a big fish, he will remove it and throw back to the water. The small one he put in the boat. So the man came to him and said, excuse me, I've been watching you from afar. How come every big fish you put in the water, small ones you put in your boat? He said, excuse me, not my problem. My frying pan is very small and I can't have the big fish. The man was wondering, he said, I have a small frying pan. So many people have small what? Frying pan mentality. What stops you from cutting the fish? Am I talking? Are you have said? Many of us are Christians, we don't steal, we don't commit adultery, we don't do anything, but have small mentality. We walk in one secretariat, they retire you at level 12, you are very happy with one briefcase, with one bungalow in Bugma. They give you one title, Chief Executive National Director. Retire, nothing to offer. No. You have a small frying pan mentality. Come out of your cocoons. If this message does not change you, visionary message does not change you, I wonder what will change you. It's vision that made me to think far. Is that not true? Otherwise, people in this town But I would open my hands like this. After I pastored the biggest church, with all humility, all I would be doing is to stay and say, yes, I'm the senior. I would have taken two titles, bishop, then I put apostle, then I put evangelist. And then I say, bishop, apostle, evangelist, David Biomier. If you watch my name, no title. I do it on purpose. I don't ever put even pastor to my name. Because there's no entitlement in title. Title without mantle is battle. It's results, people, that the whole world is respecting. What the world is after is impact. It's what? Without humility. By the time 154 nations, excluding the unknown nations, that means we are more than that. That means any nation I enter to, somebody must know me in that nation. True? Hey. Even if I'm going to say that later, somebody must know my face. I say, yeah, pastor. Then that's what the world is talking about. Not you stay in one small cocoon in Amogono village. I'm not in Amogono. You know what Amogono? Amogono means village in one language like that. You stay one small inquiry. Inbito and Ibiri. You say Inbito. Be at all, they have been building. Oh, to a ball at all, be at all, building. If there's a tall, there be it is so in be at all. Oh, to a ball at all. So if there's in be at all, there be in beery and in be say, my friend, wake up from your slumber. You can't be in this church and think small. You are too loaded to be a failure. Get this tape and react. Now listen to this tape afresh as if we are not in this church. 3,005. You should buy even 20 and touch people. All those your villagers who are coming to meet you, tell them, oh, yo, this is about your time. At the age of 34, it's too much. You can't be tired about 34. Come on. Take this tape, go and listen. Or you'll be playing draft in the water lies. Have you not seen the water lies? You'll be playing draft. Early morning. So make out. Then it will make the thing clap, clap, clap. It will not look at this. Okay, like a global command badge. You know why God sent me here? I grew up here, so I know the people here. That's why I'm sure God sent me to change you. I grew up in this place. You don't know? God sent me to change you. Because he knows that I know you. Me too, I was one time like you. In Panama, we don't. They wait for a bus to stop. When bus says, this bus is not clean. I went to Lagos. It was Lagos I changed. This bus is dirty. Yeah, wait. In Lagos with your car, 4 a.m. I wake up 4 a.m. to go out, 4 a.m. That's with your own car, you wake up 4 a.m. For where? Wake up 6 o'clock, you will reach your office. Third Midland, they will just block you 6 a.m. For where? Yeah, he said, this bus is not clean. He said, yeah, you 7 o'clock, get up for early morning. That's, he's waking up at 6 o'clock. He told him, I said, shit, I want out. The level of laziness here, God brought me to change people. And somebody told me that, but I've got this change. Are you aware? God can use one man to bring a change. Do you know that this city, without me talking, I've changed the dressing of people? 90% of young men in Port Harcourt dress well. And somebody says, it's my influence. Before people sag jeans, you always, if you sag jeans now, you look odd. For the men. I just, without saying it, changed the dressing of men in this society. They say, average young men in town now dresses well. If you dress anyhow, people look at you as a ruffian. So it's just for a woman to change the woman. I influence the men more for dressing. But in my teaching, I influence both men and women. Amen? Well, God bless you. Wonders of His Grace, part 5. We'll close with that. Wonders of His Grace, part 5. What makes grace in the kingdom of God is the grace of God, without God's grace, there's a limit you can go. How far you will go is a function of the grace of God at work in your life. No matter your expertise, your academic standing, political affiliation, connection to the corridors of power,
If you don't bank on the grace of God, you soon become frustrated. In Zechariah chapter 4, 6 and 7. Then he answered and said, speak unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. We all know this part, not so? Where thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Everybody who knows this part will stop there. But shall we read the remaining part together? One to go. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying what? Again? Zerubbabel cried for grace before the mountain moved. People thought the Holy Spirit just moved the mountain. No, the mountain moved when he cried for grace. Without a cry for grace, mountains will remain. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then what is grace? Grace is simply the divine help of God. It is divine leverage. In physics, they call lever something that carries the weight. So grace is divine leverage that carries off your bodies and God takes over from you. You know what grace does? If a man lifts up an object, wherever the man's hand stops, that's where the object will stop. But you can imagine God lifting that object up. So grace is simply God lifting you, which means you have no limit. Am I talking to you? If 50 men lift a truck to change a tire, they will pant for breath after some hours. But one small object called the jack can keep that truck for a week. Is that true? Grace is the jack. Where your human effort stops, you get your wits end, grace takes over. The end of your strength is the beginning of God. Am I talking to you? Grace is simply God helping you. You can see God helping this church. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It is not by might and power. Hear this. What happened in 5 nights of glory is not human. I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Where did you preach in Saudi Arabia? Did you share any hand in Saudi Arabia? How come we had 74,000 points? We had 9,953,000 points. Not people. That means minimum of 20-something million people hooked to the service. Which advert did you do to cover the whole world? Did you do any advert? Say grace. Grace is God taking over from you. Then what? And I see God take over from you. I see God take over from you. In the name of Jesus. Grace is divine link up. Divine what? Now, grace took Moses from keeping sheep to leading men. Grace took Joseph from prison to palace. Grace took the Benjamin from nowhere to where he is and where he wants to be. Is that clear? Where God wants him to be. That same grace is taking you to the next phase of your life. And in the first service, I said, important truth about grace. I said, realize that you need grace. That was what I said in the first service. Realize you need what? And I said, ignore your human strength, because by strength shall no man prevail. Most times we bank on our strength, and our strength fails us. Sometimes I know so-so person, I know the big man. I have known men, and men disappoint people. Let's see, you hear what I said? Oh, listen, I can tell you because I've seen where people I prayed for tell me no. Cause be the man that trusts in men. Who make the arm of flesh his strength. I have prayed for people. I prayed for them to become what they became. And when I pick up phone, I say, hey, so they say, sir, no. I've got beyond that level where I make any man my strength. I look up to no mortal man. I'm not sure because man is man. In fact, of recent, I come to a deep understanding that because of the changing nature of man, you must not trust in man. Hello? Somebody can laugh today and tomorrow, friend. Man is unstable. Hey, hear me today. Never trust in any man. The only person you should trust is God.
Because the same man who stands up for you today can hate you tomorrow. Man is always unstable. Because of the changing nature of man, never trust a man. Trust in God. He can use any man. Am I talking to you? Did you hear me at all? I've seen where believers will say no. And an unbeliever will say yes. And God will tell you, I'm using the unbeliever to fulfill my purpose. God is grace raises men. And I said, don't use your strength. And I said, Father, that grace brings about physical deliverance. You remember Noah? You remember the story of Noah? It was grace that made Noah and his family to be saved. Grace brings fulfillment. When for that grace brings distinction, all this we have said in services. And then we say access to grace. That was the third service. Is that true? Choir, some of you were with me. He said, you have endured with me. So you have been enduring with me from first service to now. So I can be consulting you. Okay. I think third service we say grace, not access to grace. And then access to grace, we said, number one, access to grace is new birth. I'm only telling you the things I taught before. Second access is knowledge. Third access, faith. Fourth access, prayer. Fifth access, humility. You can't get grace being proud. This fifth service. How to retain grace. Now that you get grace, how do you retain grace? Because it's not getting grace that is the issue. How do I retain grace? This fifth service. How to retain grace. Number one, keep acknowledging your source. Keep what? Acknowledging your source. If you want to retain grace, keep acknowledging your source. Whatever you are, proudly display your identity as a Christian. If you forget God, God will forget you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish covenant which is sworn to thy fathers as it is this day. For thou shalt remember that God gave you power to get wealth. The reason believers don't sustain their blessing, they forget God when they are lifted. As God keeps lifting you, remain level-headed. Constantly remember where you were before he took you to where you are now. Am I talking to you? Beware of praise singers. Over commendation is condemnation in disguise. When people call me, say, wonderful, powerful, God use you mightily. I say, praise God, he did it all. Prefer people challenging me to work harder than just commendation. Sometimes people can commend you and then you end up being condemned. They can clap for you, blah, 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 and put you to trouble. Always acknowledge God as the doer, both in secret and in the open. Because there's nothing God is doing through you and I that I cannot do through another person. Am I talking to you? We are only privileged to be used by God. So when people clap, 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 you go inside and do what? Clap and give him. Say, Lord, I know you did it. That's why they're clapping for me. Don't put your hand in your pocket and say, you know what? You know, it's my first class in Harvard. That's why. You know it. You know, I made first class in Harvard. That's why. Anytime I talk, you know. God will say, who gave you the voice to talk? Hello? Are you a minister? If you want grace to continue, acknowledge your source. Acknowledge what? And you will never run out of resources. Am I talking to you? Acknowledge your source. God, you know why miracles will not stop here? God told me, as long as you keep acknowledging me as a doer, I will not stop doing what I'm doing. I heard God told me that long ago. He said, as long as you acknowledge me as the doer, I will not stop doing what I'm doing. If you watch, every time people come say, 150 something nations, I hook up. I said, did we do anything?
I was doing it on purpose. He heard me saying it. I said, what did you do? What did I do? I'm only cautiously telling him, you did it. You know, if I come and say, no, we advertise powerfully. We went powerfully. God said, you advertise in Saudi Arabia. Which advert did you place in Mexico? Can I tell the truth? Which advert did you place that brought 2.something million points in Britain? Britain. You don't go to church. Hope you know. And you had 2.something million points. That means not less than 8 to 9 million Britons watch. Hello? They cannot all be blacks. Who brought them? God, of course. Did you go to Saudi Arabia? Which official hadn't been in Saudi Arabia? They don't even allow you to carry Bible. If you carry Bible in Saudi Arabia, you're in trouble. If you enter Saudi Arabia with Bible, they lock you up. You'll be jailed. Then they had 74,000 points. Hello? Hello? Did you preach there? You shan't be there. Okay. Small, if you want to retain grace, always acknowledge the source. And who's the source? As long as we keep saying, God, you are the tour, miracle won't stop here. Hello? A great man of God shared a very humble testimony. He said, one day he came. I won't call his name. He's a man of God. I respect so much. He said, one day he came for a crusade. And he saw crowd. In his heart, inside him, he didn't say it at all. He said, child, all this book for me, eh? Ooh. He said, as he said that, the Holy Spirit just left. He said, he knew. If Holy Spirit leave, you know. He was so empty. He said, they sang and sang. Sang and sang. And then he told God, he said, God, it's better for him to die than the Holy Spirit leaving him. He said, God, if you really kill him. He said, he cried for 2 weeks before God restored it. He said, from that day, doesn't make that mistake. Me, I don't have to make it, I've heard. In fact, I heard them that made that old before even this old. Yeah, my job. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Ah, yeah. Heart is powerful. Because you can come like this and then they tell you, no, in our office, you are so wonderful, you are the best staff we have, you are so fantastic, you know how to do your job, and then your heart will be twinkling your tongue. You say, I know it because you know I made first class. Because I say, you made first class, I'm not there at all. I've heard people talk, there's no God in their mouth. You say, no, I just came back from a curse, and after attending the curse, you know, the way I speak, you can understand that is that curse. I just came back from Harvard, and from my training in Harvard and Cambridge, I strongly believe that it has added value to this organization. And actually, I think that we are going to succeed better than before. And we'll do better. Don't you think so? As far as I'm in this company, we'll do better. No God, though. No God. Because they stay there. When you finish, I've seen Harvard students whose banks failed in their hands when they were MDs. Complete Harvard students. They were the owners of the bank, and the banks collapsed as Harvard students. Not one, not two. In Harvard student, I won't call his name. You know him. If I call his name, I won't call his name. They put on the papers, God has added another feather to the Godfather. I said, this man will fall. I showed the paper to my wife as well. I said, this man is falling and started. They put on paper, they gave him a title, a kind of award. And they said, God has added another feather to the Godfather. So they've added another feather to the Godfather. I said, God did not take his glory. Godfather. If anybody calls you Godfather, he wants to kill you quick. You didn't hear what I said? If anybody says, you're my Godfather, tell him, no, I'm not your Godfather. Any they call you Godfather, tell him, please, I'm not your Godfather. He wants you to die quick. You didn't hear what I said? God, then Father again. The two touches of, you take, if you take only one, you take God, Father. He wants to die quick. Anybody that gives that kind of big title, he wants to kill you. You are not your Godfather. Anybody who says you are my Godfather, say, please, I'm not your Godfather. If I'm helping you, thank God I'm helping you. Don't tell me I'm my Godfather. Say, without you, I'm not going to survive. Go survive. Praise singers can sink you. You hear me? Praise what? Can sink you. They sang praise. they shouted when Herod spoke.
Is it the voice of a God?
Well, say, you, Herod, worm, eat him up. None of us will eat him up. Number two. How many will keep acknowledging God? Okay, look at one area of your life where you have ever been praised. Tell God you are the doer. Tell him God you are the doer. Say it from the depth of your heart. When you sing and your song moves everywhere, and they say, today you sang well. Even if you don't say where they are, just turn and say, God, thank you. Don't say your heart. When I sing, everywhere shakes. You carry a microphone next time. I say, everybody here will pay them. You say, okay, since your voice you think is what making them, now sing. They say, which noise is that? Nonsense. But once you go in your secret and say, Lord, you are the one that you help me. Thank you. When I say, God, atmosphere to me. Because you have acknowledged your source. You can't hear in my mouth. I can, once we do something, I say, lift your voice and give glory to him. Have you ever heard me? Anything we do, I say, lift your voice and give him back the glory and praise. I do it consciously. He said, as long as you keep acknowledging me, I will not stop doing what I am doing. Number two, obedience. Number two, what? Obedience. Finally, to retain the grace of God, you must be obedient to God's word. The grace of God works actively in the life of a believer who obeys his word. Whatever God says in his word or to his servant, you don't only believe it, but you excitedly put it to work. To enjoy the grace of God, you must be an excited doer of his word. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22, and Samuel said, Have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Saul was disobedient, and the grace of God left him. Grace will not depart from us. You see, he has made us unto our God kings and what? And we shall reign where? On earth. That can only happen when you obey God. Revelation 5:10. Noah had the grace of God actively at work in his life because everything God told Noah, he what? He did. He obeyed. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, it said, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him. So what? He did. And I taught in the first service, in the first and second service of deliverance, and God delivered Noah with the grace of God. So here. Noah's obedience ignited God's grace. Is that true? If you want God's grace, what do you do? Keep obeying. Obedience is like a magnet that attracts the grace of God. So here. The simplest way to partake of the grace of God at work here is to obey whatever God tells you. Is that clear? Just obey him and the grace of God will just begin to work. There are things God will tell you you won't like. Just obey. You what? You won't like, obey. And the grace of God will just work. Okay, God told Noah to build an ark when there was no rain. And Noah did what? Obeyed. Are you getting what I'm saying? Believe you me, I didn't like Port Harcourt. When I left Port Harcourt, you know why? I grew up here. So when I went to Lagos, I didn't want to come here. So when God said, go to Port Harcourt, I was telling him, allow me to stay in Lagos. I love Lagos because Lagos has a lifestyle. If you have stayed in Lagos, you want to go out to another city. Everything, sharp. To buy food, sharp. Drive, sharp. Everything, sharp. Quick. So I say, Port Harcourt, God. But I have to obey, even if I don't like. If I was to stay in Lagos, by now I would have been washing plate. Didn't you have? So obedience. If I stayed in Lagos, by now I would have looked for transfer money to come back. I didn't like Port Harcourt, but I have to obey him because that is where he said I should go. He told me, go to GRA. It was so special. I grew up in town, in a place called Port Johnson.
You know it? Bennett Cowspit Road. In between. Tired place. When I went there, people are so tired. I went there for one of the, I think last year, somebody lost a child in the compound where I grew up. So I went there to see the man. And the place is still as it is. So these people, God help them. Old houses. Tired. The houses are all looking tired. Now, so when God said, when to go to Paragon, I said, Paragon, yeah, God. Because Paragon is a place where everybody do like this. Malagola. Somebody with 50 naira in his pocket. He raised his shoulder like this and say, yeah, Allah. Hey, Allah mischief. He said, Allah. He would only walk his face. He said, yeah, to Paragon. 50,000. 50 is what he has, 50,000. He will put the 50,000 here. They wear one white shirt. Put one ghost on here. And he's going for a weekend for burial. Allah. He said, yeah, Allah, where are you going? He said, yeah, Malakula, why are you going to my mother? He's going for burial for a weekend. He will now roll his walking stick. And the walking stick will basically go, tap. 50,000 is what he has. Tap. He said, yeah, Allah. What is that? He said, this weekend we have burial in the village. So I said, God, is this where you're sending me to? I said, God, why don't you change your mind and leave me in Lagos here? You know why? Before I came, there was no explosive ministry in Port Harcourt. All the big ministries were Lagos. So even my classmates, when I said I was going to Port Harcourt, they said, are you okay? Pastor, Port Harcourt. Why would you go to Port Harcourt? Nothing that happened there. But today, all of them are coming here. They say this is the oil city. Don't go to where God did not send you. If you go to where he did not send you, they will send you off. But if you go to where he sends you, no witch can attack you. He said, when I sent you, lack ye anything. So obey him, whether you like it. You want to marry, and God said, that's not your husband. Don't say, I will put my head, I will convert him. You can't convert no man. He can pretend today, tomorrow will show you Sukolo. If God said, leave him, leave him. Are you there, sinner? You don't get your destination taking the wrong direction. No matter how far you have gone, make a U-turn. Some of you, the boys want to marry, it's not your husband. You know too, this is not your husband. He say, I love him. I will die with him. Die where? Where you go die with them? Die where? Nobody will die for you. To you, to not die for anybody. I can die. If I don't marry them, I'm going to die. It's a lie. When I became born again newly, I left all the people I was following to be really born again. And one of them said, if I leave, I should die. So I said, sit down. She said, if I leave, I should die. I still go die. Sit down here. I said, I'm born again now. Relationship stop. He said, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. If you leave me, I'm going to die. I said, die. She don't die. She did that life. Die where? Die where? My friend, die. Will you die for who? If I say leave the person. They say, if I leave him, how will he feel? Let him feel anyhow. Let him feel. Don't follow people's feelings. Follow God's leading. Don't follow what? Follow God's leading and feeling, they are not the same. As many as I led, not as many as I have feeling. If I was following feeling, I would remain in Lagos. I love Lagos, but now I don't love Lagos. You see how life is? If I go to Lagos now, I want to go back immediately. Because Lagos, everybody is noisy. Whoa, 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 whoa. They are talking, they are shouting. Say, Oloshinye, Oloshinye, Oloshinye. Somebody is coming from church. He's abusing somebody. He said, Oloshinye, Kurombe, Kurombe, come on, fill a job. He's coming out from church. When I go to Lagos, I want to run away. They abuse. They don't have respect for language. Everybody has some level of insanity. They are driving, wow, no traffic light. You will not navigate, you just enter your front. Just enter your front of you, don't like bad people.
If you scratch your car, it says, stop, are you stupid? We tie it on his neck, he's abusing somebody. No. I said, this fellow has some level of. Everybody has small insanity. They shout. Everybody shouts in Lagos. Lagosians talk and shout without knowing. If a Lagosian comes in, they will be shouting. He said, no, talk small. Because the atmosphere is noisy. If you go to Lagos, the atmosphere is noisy. Especially, may you not go to places like Sulele or the sky. Once you wind down, you think the people are echoing. You think that there's a market going on. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know, I had an uncle, life story, went to Lagos for the first time and got to Ojulegba. Ojulegba is, those of who are in Lagos will know. He got there, he said, you. I was confused. It's not sweet in English. He said, I got to the place, I got confused. This one, they are blowing lawasi, so I'm blowing it there. He said, I got confused. He said, I don't know which side I'm going. Now, so the time be. I said, that's what the time be. So, he said, which guy can be that? Somebody they shot here. Somebody shot here. Lagos is a mad place. Why I left the place, though. Left the place. Lagos. Somebody will not wear shirt and put shirt on his shoulder. I mean, he said, Kejama Wolo. Don't enter here. I've told you, don't enter. With cigarette in his hand, though. But, okay, I don't tell you, don't enter. You only change you. Shout hallelujah. You see some level of insanity. He's not wearing shirt, while he's a conductor. He puts his shirt on his shoulder, and then they will play their Yoruba music. You'll be dancing. He said, I've told you, don't enter. You say, you'll be staff, watch, don't enter. But come down. I'm telling you, I'm going to Sulu, Kejama Wolo. Come on, cool off your head. When I sit there and look, I say, so I stayed in this town. This is the town I lived. Amen. God said, leave, come on, go to Port Harcourt. And I came and see what God is doing. Go to where God is asking you to go. Don't go to America and watch plays. You know why? Life story, a young girl in this church, I shared it with you on Thursday. That's why you must obey God is this. She came to me 2 months ago that she wants to go to America. And she prayed over her passport. When she got the passport, the Lord said to me, don't pray. Don't pray. And I turned to her and said, I'm not praying. I said, what are you going to do in America? She said, she's tired. She just wants to go. I said, if you go, they won't give you a visa. I said, God told me not to pray because you don't have a mission you're going to America for. Is that not true? He said, yes. I said, even in school, you say you want to go. It's not school. You just want to go to America. I said, if you go to America, mark my words, they will not give you any visa. Life story. She came back last week, 5 nights of glory. She was almost jumping on my leg. Like, you know, when you have a dog, you come back home, I jump. She was jumping on my leg. Say, Papa! Papa! God, you come here! She was angry when I didn't pray. She went to embassy. They refused her visa. Coming out of embassy, frustration, she went to a church in Abuja. And worship. She's hearing, maybe she's in this field service. Young, fine, young lady. Enter the church. In that frustration, was just worshiping. Hook up here, worshiping the church. Not knowing that a pastor, who is a British citizen, saw her and saw her. I said, which church do you watch this service? She said, oh, I know your pastor. I know the church. Propose to her. 2 of them flew down last Sunday. And she was jumping. She said, Papa, God use you. God. I said, now you God use me. She was taking the wrong step. If she had gone to America, she would have missed her husband. But this is her husband, who is a British citizen. She doesn't need any visa. Because as a British citizen, she will become a British citizen. Automatically, British citizens don't take visa to go to America. But she was trying to take a shortcut. There is no shortcut to God.
And sometimes God can disappoint you to give an appointment.
Just obey God.
Somebody told me you can't stay in my house. As I was walking out, God said, I've called you. So sometimes not every disappointment is punishment. God can shut a door for you to look somewhere else. May that purpose of God for your life be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus. So if you want grace, obey Him. Obey Him. What did I say? It may not suit your emotions. It may not appeal to you. Obey Him. Sometimes you may not even like the man he's telling you to marry at the surface. But inside that man is a great thing. And he tells you that's your husband. But he says, this is my husband. Hi. The guy says, If it's today, many will say, I want to marry someone like Papa. True? Many of you are praying like that. How many of you are praying? Say, well, normally. You better find out when I marry. Also find out the point I married. I was on the other side. I got to a point. That chapter closed. For me to be called, I gave everything I had. Everything I had, I sowed them as a seed. Then the only thing that remained was a fan and a foam. And I married with one fan, one foam. And the fan does not move. You didn't hear me? Do you know the kind of fan that you press and they tell you, no, I'm not moving. You press the neck, you tell you, no, no. It will make if you force it, you're in trouble. Both you and the fan. Now somebody saying, you know, I like the way Papa is. I want a role. I want. Someone said they can. How do you call something you no role model? Something. If you call the name, I will get the name. No, if you, I like the language. If you get the language, I will get it. They say they want a clone. They say they can clone me to be younger to just marry me. A clone. You know, clone means to make something. They say many people say they want to. That's the language the person use. If they can clone Papa to be in his 30s, all the young ladies will just be picking Papa, Papa, Papa. As I see you, go back to the 30s, how I was before my wife saw me. And God is telling you, that's your husband. He say, this guy, now this guy, man, worry. You know why I will tell you truth, raw truth. There's a member in this church now. Who look at me and say, sure, you, where the Bible school, what money? I'm sure the person will be thinking, church, so I miss this man. The man you're looking down on, ask God to unveil him. Don't just use physical eyes to look at something. Tell God, show me who this man is. And God will unveil and show you the potential in the man. When you are married, should be a man that has a future. A man can have 5 cars today and have no future. But a man with a vision without a car has a future. Ooh, do you hear what I said? I had a dream. I had a vision. And when you see me, you know I'm a man of potential. My wife knew I was going somewhere. She knew that this man would be a great man. As I should tell you, she said she saw me when I was coming to Bible school with a blue suit. He says from the window, he said, this man must be great. And the Holy Ghost said to her, that man will be great. He says she saw me from a window. I was coming to class with that two of us saying, hey, this man. I've always been clean, so forget that one. I've never been rough. I've always been clean. Even with one suit, I look clean. So she saw me and said, hey, this one. So she could see the seed of greatness with one suit. You are despising somebody. You don't know where it's going. The man can have 10 suits and be a bushman. It is not the physical you look at. Look at what is on the inside. Stop looking at the container. Look at the content. Are you hearing me now? If she couldn't see then, she wouldn't have seen a great man today. Today, the greatness people are celebrating was hidden inside one blue suit. She doesn't want to raise her face. Amen. Brother, You sister, if God says that is your husband, go for him. God does not give you bad thing. God will always give you good thing. Say every good and perfect gift. If God ever tells you this is your husband, stop looking at any other facility. Just know that thing is good. Because God will never give you something bad. And whatever God gives you will be better than what you think you have. That young lady was thinking of America while God was giving her Nigeria a husband. She felt disappointed when they didn't give her visa, not knowing her husband was in Abuja. And he closed the door of visa just for her to meet her husband. Not every disappointment is evil. So if you want grace to work, obey God. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And I close on this note. One way to show that you obey God, make sure you go to home cell. Go to what? Home cell. Open one in your house or have one. Belong to home cell. In Acts chapter 2 verse 46, I close. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So, make sure while we meet in the temple, we also meet in house to house. Are you getting what I'm saying? May as you obey, things begin to work in your favor. Shout a better amen. In home cell, you can grow. In home cell, you can go forward. In home cell, you can also teach. That's the best way to grow. Open one in your house. Go to one close to your house. Even if you come to this church for the first time, it doesn't matter. You can open your house as a home cell. 1 hour, 25 minutes out of the whole week. Is it too much? Out of the 7 days, giving God 1 hour, 25 minutes, is it much? No, it's insignificant. Every Tuesday. And then bringing the ark to your house. Many people have had testimonies. We've never had any home cell where they robbed. Not one. It has never happened. Because you can't rob a salvation ministry, so the same grace covers the home cell. People say, I got home cell and then my destiny opened up. So use your home cell. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You are putting the ark in your house. And when ark is in your house, just imagine what will happen. Glory to God. That's one way to show that you're obeying God. God has said we should open home cells. So not opening home cells. Are you obeying God? No. All of you who are watching from all over the countries, you can start from the Saudi Arabia. Open home cells in Saudi Arabia. In your house, 10 of you. Since 2 of you, 3 of you are wives of one man, open home cell. In that house, your children are many. You can open home cells, but only to the Sunday children in the house. And it's okay. Saudi Arabia, one man is entitled to as many wives as he can. So all of you watching are from Saudi Arabia. You have 3 of you who are wives of the man with the plenty children. Open home cell. Open home cell. On the internet, we'll give you the message. Preach it in your own Arabic language. Church has to extend beyond the year. It's church without walls. In Nicaragua, Singapore, we have churches everywhere now. Home cell everywhere. We almost invaded the whole world. So home cell can be in every part of the world. 10 adults, one house, open home cell. In one compound, you can have 3 home cells. One compound. Rise to your feet. Hallelujah. How many will cry for grace? How many will cry for grace? Will you cry for grace? Yeah. He said, Lord, let grace make the difference in my life. When grace comes, struggle stops. Grace is God taking over. Who took over this church? God. I'm not doing anything here. Every one of us see the results as we see. Okay, if I'm doing something, I would have been going to campaign, going to Shahan. This, we didn't do anything. We only came here. We only saw that God took the gospel around the world. Say grace. Say grace. As you're surprised, that's how me too, I'm surprised. All of us are surprised. Are you not surprised? I think you are. Till today, there are people who don't believe. Oh, no. There are some who say, are you sure? This number of countries join Night of Glory. How did they do it? Say grace.
There is no African president that can address the world. Not one. He can address his country, the millions of people, but Night of Glory went global. Nations! A man can come address, NTA will carry him, AIT will carry him, it's Nigeria. Ghanaians won't turn to NTA. Ghanaian president, Nigerians won't turn. Am I going to go with you? But when Jesus addressed this world, the entire globe turned. It humbled me all. They didn't hear my voice, they heard his voice. If it was my voice, they wouldn't have understood my English, because my English was not even too perfect. Sometimes some churches were not, some of you are correcting me. Yet, he made it perfect. They couldn't see the fault. Say grace. Grace covers errors of men. It covers your weakness. It makes you strong where people are weak. That is grace. God helps you where you don't have strength to do things. That is said, it's not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth. By strength shall no man prevail. You better ask my wife. My wife went to Bible school with me. It's grace. So when we're in Bible school, one day they said we should talk. I was shaking. I didn't know how to talk. I just became born again. I went to Bible school. When my mates come, they say, yes, based on Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, where principalities and powers will have power over you. Praise God. I say, God, hey. I just became born again. I was the youngest believer in my class. My wife was born again years before me. They were far, far. She was not a pastor, but the men were all pastors. When they called me on the home microphone, they said, now, class, listen to me. Based on our oratics. I said, Jay. God, when will I be able to preach? So when it got to my turn, I was shaking because I didn't know what to preach. So I went on the inside. I said, Lord, you know you called me, but I don't know. Help me. Let your help answer to me. Before I knew it, I took everybody by storm. I overtook all of them. Am I talking to you? I know you're intelligent. Stop banking your credentials. There's a grace factor in the kingdom of God. Lord, in this service, let your grace answer to me. In my business, in my career, in my academics, even in my family. Lord, I need your grace. Now that they've employed me as a manager, I've been doing it before by power and mind, but I want grace. I don't want to struggle looking for men to lobby from. Let your grace make the difference in this new assignment. Lift your voice and cry for grace in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and cry for grace. Open your mouth and cry for grace. Now let your grace answer to me. I ask for your grace. Let grace answer. In my favor, I need your grace. I need your every arm, most precious Lord. I need your grace to answer to me in ministry. I need your grace to answer to me in this calling. I need your grace, mighty God. More than anything else, I need your grace. Let your grace answer to me, oh God. Help me, help me, help me, mighty God. I need your help. Open your mouth and cry for the help of God. Open your mouth and cry for the help of God. Open your mouth and cry for the help of God. I need your help, oh God. I need your help. I cry for help. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, oh God. Thank you, Father. In
the name of Jesus. May God's grace answer to everyone who has genuinely asked for it. In the name of Jesus. May the results come after this day without sweat and struggles. The grace of God will make you great in the name of Jesus. You will not struggle, yet the results will show that this is grace. If you see this church, you can see grace. If you see me, you can see what? I'm not struggling. Believe you me, but the results are showing. You know why? 5 nights of glory, I prayed for grace. I can't explain. One day, I looked at 5 nights of glory and said, Lord, what will I preach? That I don't want to use the word confused. I got to a point, I said, Lord, help me. I prayed the Holy Ghost was talking to you. I got to a point, I knelt down and I said, God, help me. I need your help. I just need your help. God surprised me. If you watch, I didn't shout like other times. Yet, the testimonies are humbling. I prepared a message for Night of Glory long ago. And 2 weeks to the time, he said, go back to John 3:16. The whole message I preached was prepared in 2 weeks. And you know how rich the message was. Say grace. Because it was the one, it was just coming. When I picked up, it was just coming. Because it was not me. It was just flowing. I didn't prepare any message for blessing of mantle. Grace, just say tomorrow, bless handkerchiefs. You know, I pray you get it, and I'm sure you got it. Stop banking on your human strength. Bank on God. He will help you, that even those who are better than you in the quote will be amazed at your results. Am I the best preacher?
No.
But do I have results?
Yes.
Grace. If you see some preachers speak English, when I listen to them, I say, what am I even preaching? A man told me, said, we don't know what you're preaching, that people are following you. I said, the difference, he doesn't know. There are things I do in secret he does not do. You may speak more than me, but I bank on grace. I don't bank on my credentials. I don't have anyone in the first place. So, I want you to sing that song. Oh, I want to sing that song. Who has a good voice? Understand, don't need to read, but those who understand, take 3 days. I hear God in my ears is praying. Take 3 days, if possible, start from today and cry for grace for 3 days. Your life, what the results you will get will amaze you. Ahead, I didn't get this instruction from other services. Just take 3 days, don't stay after, start it from today.
and cry for grace.
In your closets. In your what?
I say, oh God, I need your help.
Same thing, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. For whence cometh my help? That's grace. That's what? Mountain moved by the grace of God. Oh God, I need your grace. Don't pray without understanding. That's a read the book. I tell you, divinize as a head. Results that will come out will shape the world. Just cry for what? I don't need a proof of grace. You don't do it with anybody. When it comes to such prayers, there are prayers you don't do with anybody. How will you pray for God to help you with somebody? You pray normal prayer, but something like grace, you shut the door after family prayer. This is some few minutes. You don't need to do it. I got no sound all night. Shut and let it come from the depth. It's not how many scriptures you quote in grace. Grace is up to heaven. Oh God, you know, in my medical field, this is not where I want to be. Let grace help me. I'm a teacher, but I want grace to help me. Lord, I want your grace to help me in the teaching profession. Oh God, I sing, but I want your grace to help me. You will just pick microphone as you're singing this song now. The atmosphere will turn. I'm a preacher, but Lord, your grace. The church you gave, I can't pastor it on my own. Help me. You understand what I'm saying? Lord, Salvation Ministries is not my church. Your grace, help me. People are coming from all over the world to hear my voice. I don't know what to preach. Help me. And they help me all. I saw grace at work. How many saw it? You saw grace at work? But I cried for grace in the secret. Bless
me now,
I never banged that I fasted. Let me open up to you. I never said, oh God, you know I fasted.
No.
The man went there and said, no, I fasted. Because the nonsense. Don't bank on just your human strength. They have their role to play, yes. But I banked on grace. I pray the Holy Ghost will open it up to you. Take 3 days. Take what? Assure yourself of grace. You will be amazed at the resource you will get. The results will be profound. They will shake nations because people will know that this is not human strength. You have done your power and might. Go and over to grace. Sing that song one more time.
Oh, I
testified of cancer came to the compound that day. I will never forget, looking fearful. I say, what is wrong? Measure will say, cancer, forget it. They prayed for her, they ministered to her, but if she had as a night of glory, she set her heart. Say, grace, I didn't touch her then. Did you touch her?
No,
but she said, no more pain in the breast. The breast was be totally removed for cancer, but God touched her. Super, say, grace. All the miracles, I didn't lay hands on anybody. Hope you know that. Okay, watch. Last year, I laid hands on people. But this year, if you watch, I didn't lay hands on anybody. Last year, you see me call people, minister to them. This year, I didn't minister. There was nobody I touched. But this year, miracles are far higher than last year. Why? I handed over grace. I got to a point, I said, Lord, I can't do it. Do it. You can't do it. Your struggle and his him taking over, they are not the same. If you say long legs, he has the longest of all legs. He made heaven his throne, the earth his footstool. His leg is too long. There's no human connection that can match him. What connection would have made Joseph a prime minister in a strange land? Say grace. Grace can move you who is nobody to become son. 3 days. How many days? When he heard divine instruction, I said one of the ways to enjoy grace is what? Obey him and obey his servant. I'm giving you an instruction from God. Take 3 days to cry for what? Grace. Many of you will come back and say, after I cried for grace, my story. There's no way my life can be the same after night of glory. No way. I cry for grace. Status has changed by the grace of God. True? There's no country I'll go to that somebody will not say, Pastor, God use you mightily. But was it like that before? No, say grace. Grace made him to announce me. So I'll be stupid to think I'm the one. He announced me by grace. He just announced me to the world by 2.something million points in Great Britain. 1.3 million plus points in the United States. Am I an American? No. Say grace. When you have 1 point something, it's over 10 million people. Say me, Father, let your grace answer to me. As I take these 3 days' journey, for the grace of God, answer me. As I pray, as I call on thee, for these 3 days, answer me. In Jesus' name. Now, in case you don't know, you don't prepare for it, take the 3 days fasting to ask for grace. In case you don't know when you do your own. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, we are fasting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Are you aware? How many of you are aware? We are fasting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Take these 3 days. Not the one we pray in church. I don't know why you come to church here, you pray. Not that one. Your own prayer. When we come to church, we pray our own. But you are saying, one of the prayers you pray is to pray for grace. After your family prayers, all other prayers, you shut yourself. If it's 10 minutes. Oh God. But read this book. Because anything you do without insight has a limit. I know about grace, so already I know how grace works.
I need thee.
Bring out your expectation forms. Lift them up to heaven.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I
lift up to heaven. I said, Lord, I ask for grace. By your grace, answer all these requests. Pray for yourself, Lord Jesus. Lord, by your grace, answer everything on this paper. Let your grace answer everything written down here. Let your grace answer all that is written down on this paper. Let your grace answer in the name of Jesus. Let your grace answer in the name of Jesus. Let your grace answer in the name of Jesus. Let your grace answer in the name of Jesus. Let your grace answer in the name of Jesus. Let your grace answer in the name of Jesus. Everything on this expectation form, let your grace answer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, whatever you have written, may grace bring answer to all. Everything you have written, everything you have asked, may grace bring all speedily to you. As long as they're in line with God's word, in the name of Jesus. Businessmen, bring your point of contact. It's not by mind. Career men, bring your point of contact. Whatever business you are using as a point of contact, bring at the point of contact your complimentary card, what you sell as a product, lift it up to heaven. Whatever, I think it's business. Everything, if you're a trader, you don't need to carry the whole shop. Just carry something you sell at the point of contact. Your product, one thing. Whatever you have lifted as a point of contact on this day of grace, I decree in the name of Jesus, that business will prosper. That's your career, you will go well.
battle is not by might and power, but by your spirit. Nobody can prosper with the energy of the flesh. In any nation, these your sons and daughters are all over the world. Those on the internet, I decree that organization will recognize that somebody with grace is there. Grace made Joseph to succeed when Egyptians were failing. May grace make you succeed where others are failing. In the name of Jesus. May when others are going down, you be going up. I decree grace to answer to your product, to your business, to your career. In the name of Jesus. The lifter of men is grace, the Holy Spirit. He will lift you up in Jesus' name. No one at the reach of my voice that will ever go down after today. To every jobless that's lifted up a CV, that CV carries grace now. That CV, that product carries glory now. In the name of Jesus. To every student carrying a Bible as a point of contact, as you write the next exam, you will see grace at work. Means the next exam will be the cheapest, the best exam you have ever written. I declare in the name of Jesus, doors that were closed, they are opened by grace now. Everywhere you go, things will go well with you. Nations will open up to us. Globally, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to declare what you want to see in your business. Blessed be God, my God, and Jesus' most wonderful name. It is done. Amen. So use your Tuesday, Wednesday, and to ask for what? How many will do the assignment? You are privileged to hear what you heard. So blessed are the ears that hear these things. Amen. Tuesday, we are starting the fasting at the home cells. Every home cell starts 6 p.m. on Tuesday. We will meet at the home cells with communion to be taken in different home cells and from house to house. And Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday, we come to church. The theme of this divine encounter is less prison. Less what? So we are going to praise God Tuesday. Sorry, we are going to praise God Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday. It's going to be wonderful praise. God has done so much for us. Is that not true? So we are going to praise Him. We're going to praise Him. He's been so good to us. And we give Him all the glory. Get the 5 Nights of Glory DVDs and MP3. Your price are so slight. MP3 is 500 naira now. So you can be playing it in your car. Is that not true? 500 naira. Before it used to be how much? How much? 1.5. And now we have distributor's price for 400. Even this one, we still have distributors' price. So you can distribute no more. Don't wait for a church. You can open shop and sell our products. 3.5 distributors, about 3,000. Or 1.5. So you can buy. You student, just carry 20,000 distributor. They give you. And start selling in front of your father's house. Very nice. The church card, they make a little bit of how much. This one you can make. And people are ready to buy products all over the... But 9 million plus points. So go to the internet and see David Bumian and Salvation Ministry products available at Social Laboratory Street. Collect online. Post to you. Finish. You are free to sell our products now. You must not be Salvation Ministry. All you do, just come and buy from the church and sell. As far as you don't pirate, the law is that you must not pirate our product. So they can order from you, you sell it to them and make profit. Am I coming to you? There's no way this church alone can meet that demand. So you buy it. It's not, there's nothing we can do to meet the demand of these millions of people. So be a distributor. That's a quick way of making money. Are you going to, young people, are you going to say now? 100,000, you are going to make good money. Start somewhere and go international with our products. Just say, order online, David Gamier and Salvation Ministries products available at Suzanne and Co. Nigeria Limited. Is that true? And then say other like MP3, video, DVD, audio CD available with books. Pay online, sent to you, and they will buy from you. Before you know it, you have a customer from Australia, you have a customer from Argentina, a customer from Ceylon, and they pay in foreign currency. Clean business, neat business. You don't have to do dirty thing. And every month, you find out that you're making 500,000 profit. Neat. Think global, start locally. Think globally, start. Start selling our products. That's why we brought the discount, we brought the prices down. So anybody can now distribute our products. You can even have a shop or something and still distribute our products. Am I talking to you? It's a quick way, quick money. People are ordering, they're asking us to send their products all over the world, and we can't meet the demand. So just buy and distribute to the entire world. Come and buy the distributor and distribute it. Clean business. Clean what? Business. The charge card people are selling, how much are they making? And the charge card, you can't sell the charge card in Ghana. But you can sell this one anywhere. And the world has gone global. Just get one laptop and on the internet you sell. Clean. But if you are not born again, if you like, sell all the products. Grace will not work for you. Grace is for those who are born again. If you are not born again, for Titus 2:11 says, grace is for those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Lift your right hand, those who want to give their lives to Jesus, and pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that he died and rose from the dead to save me. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, if you pray that prayer, pick your Bibles and bags, step out. There are people outside to attend to you in all churches. And those online, they'll give instruction on what to do. If you pray that prayer, please walk out. You see some persons outside to attend to you. Lift your hands. There is a feeling I used to have when healing was to take place. I know it. It's, I know when that feeling comes. But I'll just pray for you. I won't do healing. I'll just pray for you. You know, our robots said this. He knows when his palm gets hot that anybody in this house must be healed. When I want to bless people, there's a supernatural touch on my hand. I know when God, and once I get it, I know that God wants to bless people. I can't explain it. It's not something I can explain the physical, but my hand, I know it. If I lay my hands on anybody, the person will be blessed. And all of a sudden, that came upon me now. Lift your hands. Watch me. You just became born again. You. Now, when I do my hand like this, just watch this side. This side. Now, if I put my hand for 2 minutes, all of you will fall. Everybody, whether born again or not, just watch. That man became born again just newly. Pick him up. Pick him up. I think you're a new believer. How long have you been born again? Just new one? I saw you push it down. Look at my palm. Just look at my palm. I know the feeling. Just look at my palm. Just put your eyes on my palm. Now put your eyes on my palm. You see something that happened. I know when there's a grace of God upon my hand. I know it. Look at my hand. You see a grace of God upon me. Just look. Some power will move from my hands. Now, Father, whom I bless, you bless. I repeat, whom I bless, you bless. And whom I curse, God curses. Anybody that dares to curse you is cursed. Anyone that dares to curse you and I, now with this hand I've lifted, comes under the curse of God. Any man that lifts his tongue negatively against us comes under a curse. And whom I bless, God blesses.
I lift my hand under this power of the Holy Spirit and I pronounce you blessed in Jesus' name. Whether you're watching on internet, watching anywhere in the world, I speak with authority that you are blessed. I repeat, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, which I am and whom I serve, I pronounce you blessed in Jesus' name. Now hear God. We have a migraine headache here. Migraine headache. I know when I feel it, this way, I know it. Who has a migraine, severe, terrible headache? Your head pains you, make calm. 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 Come. I'm going to lay this part just as a sign of what is happening. I want something that is hitting your head. Come. Since morning? Come, come, come. Don't need to bother yourself. Now, I'll lay this head on the spot. What will happen to your head? In Jesus' name. Now, pick up. Move your head. If there's pain, then I don't know the God who I call me. Move your head. Shake your head. There'll be no pain. Shake your head. There'll be no pain. Move it. Do what you couldn't do. Do anything you couldn't do. Do anything you couldn't do. Do anything you couldn't do without head. Something you couldn't do that your head was paining you. It's something I can't describe to you. Around here, when it comes upon me, I know it. As we're about to close, it came upon me. It's this part of my hand. If I lay hand on you, if I lay hand on any business now, the business will prosper. Anything I lay hand on now, I can't lay hands on any of you, all of you. Put your hand as a point of contact on yourself. Father, let the power of the blessing go through my hands. Bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Bless those watching on internet in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone watching the church in the name of Jesus. Every sick, spread your hands over the screen. As you spread your hand to touch my palm, as a point across the out of faith, to every sick, put your hand across. Please, studio, put this tape to every sick. As you stretch your hand across my own hand, I pronounce that disease to leave. In the name of Jesus. Cancer, go. HIV, go. Every plague, go. Sickle cell, go. And people of God, I pronounce you healed. Be blessed. Go and succeed. Go and prosper. Go, no evil around you. In the name of Jesus, you are protected. It is well with you, well with your family, well with your business, well with your career, well with your academics, well with your body. In Jesus' name, let somebody say, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. The grace together.